Hi, welcome to the Theme Park Trader Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
I was very excited.
I was.
You leaned into it as well.
I really did lean into it. Bam!
Bam! Jingle bell, jingle bam! This week, we are going through another theme park and looking at our favourite and least favourite food options at the park based on each land that the park has to offer. And this week, it's my favourite park.
I just think the land thing really falls apart in this one.
The land thing falls apart on any park apart from Magic Kingdom, basically.
But we're going to stick with it.
We're sticking with it. And it's Epcot, my favourite theme park this week.
Is it your favourite park?
I don't know if I've mentioned it before.
I don't think it was your favourite park. I thought it was Animal Kingdom was your favourite. Choking on his monster.
I like Animal Kingdom, but not as much as Epcot.
Or as much as any other park.
No, actually, Animal Kingdom is the bottom of my list.
Yeah, it's bottom of my list as well.
Yes, so we are going through and our favourite and least favourite food options at Epcot, in World Showcase and Future World. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us, and when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic. Stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So this one's tricky. So with this episode, rather than, because if we were just doing one option each, we'd probably the episode would be over in about 5-10 minutes. So with this one, we're doing two options, two of our favourites and two of our least favourites in Future World and World Showcase. So should we start off in Future World? Because I'm pretty sure that most people will know what I'm going to say in World Showcase, at least for one of my options. Don't ruin a surprise.
I can't think of what it might be.
So I'm going to start with one of my... Should we go favourites first?
Okay.
I'm going to start with one of my favourites.
I forgot we had to do least favourites.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we do, right? I haven't just made that up.
It is
least favourite, It's going to be tough in World Showcase, because there's not great enough options.
There's not a huge amount.
But one of my favourites, I don't often eat in World Showcase anymore, simply because the Food and Wine Festival exists.
Yeah.
And the restaurant that will come up later is in existence.
I still have no idea what you're talking
about. I don't. I'm really building up the suspense here.
Yeah. But it's going to be a shock to me as it is much as everyone else.
Yeah. And I know it might come as a surprise to people, but it's going to be Sunshine Seasons.
Hang on, are we starting with favourites?
Favourites. And that's because I just love the sheer number of options that are available in this place.
Right, okay.
Obviously, a lot of the produce, or at least some of the produce, comes from Living with the Land, which is one of my favourite attractions. And
Do you feel bad about eating one of your attractions?
No, I love it.
No?
I wish I could eat more.
You just want to be crunching down on a bit of, like, test track.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like... It tastes so good.
Taste Track is an actual place.
My insides.
Taste Track is a place.
It is. Yeah.
So who knows? They might put bits of the ride that fall off in that in the sandwiches. But yeah, I really like the options available at Sunshine. I can't say Sunshine.
Sunshine Shoes.
Sean Connery.
Sponsored by Sean Connery. Can you imagine? Can you imagine him saying Sunshine Seasons?
We can't even say it. Hello, child. Have a martini from the Sunshine Seasons.
Sponsored by Schmuckers.
Yes, Sunshine Seasons. there really is like a huge range of food that's available here. Like you don't just get, it's not one of these classic places that just does like burgers and sandwiches. You get like yeah. chicken, curries, key lime pies,
slow roasted pork chops, seasonal soups,
salads,
sandwiches and desserts.
There's loads.
It's almost like we're just reading off the map, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I know. But I do, whenever I do go for a quick service, this is one of the places that I would tend to go. We usually just go here for a drink now.
Okay.
Or yep. sometimes a slice of key lime.
Cheeky slice.
There's always room for a key lime. but I really love, I love the spread of food options here is, I think, close to being unrivaled in any other part of Walt Disney World for a quick service location.
Oh, okay.
In terms of your choices.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's...
Do they do nugs, though?
I don't know if they do, you know. I don't look up. I'm not on Nug Watch. I'll be
you
on Nug.
Be.
I will be in October if they do Nugs.
We need to start like a Facebook or Twitter group and just be like Nug Watch.
You might attract some very dodgy people.
It'd be worth it, though.
Yeah,
totally be worth it.
Some shady.
Some really risky pictures of Nugs.
Yeah, just outside the Tangle toilets, like ooh. But yeah, that's why it's on my list. I love sitting in there as well. Like if you're like midway through the afternoon where the restaurant, the quick service isn't as busy, you can just sit there and just admire the beauty that is the Land Pavilion from the inside. So
right, okay. I thought you were gonna say about it's nice. It's a nice, cool place to sit when you're you know out of the heat.
Yeah.
And it reminded me. I was saying to you earlier. I watched the episode of The Simpsons this morning where they go to Epcot, and they're riding what is the equivalent of, oh God, what's the name of it?
Spaceship Earth.
Yeah. You know, they're riding the equivalent of that, and Marge says, "But it's so cool in here."
Yeah. So I do love that, but often now because of the Food and Wine Festival, we just tend to go in there and get a drink. So
right, okay.
But I'd like to eat there again. Maybe this year because we're there for 3 weeks. But
of course, then yeah. So although obviously Wine the Food Festival. And Wine, it's not going to happen, Ryan. Is
no,
it?
We thought the Food and Wine Festival was just going to stretch for the first 2 weeks, and then yeah. they extended it. So
yeah, it was going to give you the opportunity to go to all these places you don't normally go to. I mean, exactly. You could obviously still do that, Ryan.
You could still do that. I'm not going to that.
No, you're not.
No. So that's the first one on my list. How about you? I know exactly where you're going for yours.
I'm
going
to go straight to the Electric Umbrella.
Yeah, classic.
Hosted by Coca-Cola. That's the official name by the sounds of it. Not by Sean Connery. Yeah, I love the Electric Umbrella. I think it's got nugs. So
it does have nugs.
It's a winner in my book. But it's good. It does have a reasonably good selection of stuff.
At least it's got some other stuff other than burgers. I mean, get me wrong, I like having burgers when I'm in Florida.
Yeah.
But it's got like flatbreads and salads and things like that.
It's got quite a few options if you don't want nugs.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why you wouldn't.
I usually do go for nugs when I go here.
Yeah, they're good nugs.
Yeah.
Good
nugs. I'm not just saying that because Dan's looking like he's about to kill me if I don't say that. He will have the nugs.
I've got my nug fork out and I'm just like holding it through his throat.
Oh, I really like nuggets.
But yeah, I think they do have a good selection. I think the setting is really nice because obviously you can sit inside or you can sit outside, and very few people sit outside, I find, which makes it quite nice, quiet sort of area. And then you've got the view of the fountain, which may or may not be there in the future. But yeah, it's just a really nice setting, and you know the themed, you know, the umbrellas and all that sort of stuff. It's nice. I like it.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Lovely.
It's absolutely lovely.
They don't also open the upstairs for that now, do they? I don't often see it open.
No, and it's very rarely do I see it
Whether open. It's like really peak season.
It's quite big in there, though, isn't it?
It is big in there, yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's a good first shout. And actually, thinking about it, that would probably make it into my second choice.
Right,
Electric
okay.
Umbrella. Yeah. I think, only because if I'm not in the Land Pavilion at Sunshine Seasons.
Sunshine Seasons by Sean Connery.
I'm usually at Electric Umbrella, actually.
Right,
okay. Some food there. So
yeah.
that would be my second choice.
Nice.
And what about your second choice?
My second choice would probably be, I'll go for the place that the two places, so obviously I've got Electric Umbrella, very often. And then the other place I eat the most would be Fountain View.
Yeah.
Which is the Starbucks location.
I purposely didn't go for that because I promised that I wouldn't just choose the Starbucks location at every single episode.
But yeah, I think based on the selection, I haven't eaten in a lot of the other places, so I can't comment. Like Fountain View, we go there for like breakfast and things like that.
Yeah.
Get my chocolate croissant.
Yeah.
As you know all too well. But yeah, it's obviously very central. They do some, you know, a great selection of food and beverageages.
Beverageages.
And then you can go get your beverageage and your chocolate croissant and go sit in the electric umbrella.
Which is exactly what we did, I think, yeah. Multiple times.
Yeah, we did. Well, me and my family did that in April or May, whenever we went. Bit of both, actually. But yeah, you just go and sit in the electric umbrella, have your food, have your breakfast.
Exactly.
Then hit the rides.
It's a good shout.
Yeah.
I think, so moving on to our least favourite, I'm actually going to put... I'm going to put Fountain View in my least favourites.
Okay.
And that's not because I don't like Starbucks, because obviously I do, everyone knows that. my PSL is life when I'm there in October. But it's simply because it's not as good, it's not as well set as the one in Magic Kingdom, which I think is the whole reason it made it onto my list for Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously not staying for much longer.
No, it's going to be moving, isn't it?
Yeah. And also, I think I much preferred it. You know, as much as I like the Starbucks fix, it was a much better location when it served delicious ice cream.
Ice cream!
So I think that's the reason why it's on that list, because
You're still angry at it. You stand outside with holding your PSL and shaking a fist at it.
Like, it tastes so good, but I hate it! but yeah, I do think that they've... You know, that location was great for ice cream. Mm-hmm. I would go there, you know, I'd probably go there more now that it's Starbucks.
Yeah.
But that's only because I need coffee to function. But I think the ice cream setting was much better than it is in there now. I don't think they offer us as many unique items in that Starbucks than they do in the one in Main Street.
I don't think they do.
So that's the reason why it's on that list. Because it feels like that location could be better served as an ice cream shop.
I'm trying to think I suppose there's an ice cream shop in Italy. Is it Italy?
Yeah, Gelato.
Gelato.
Oh, there's one in France.
I was going to say there's one in France as well. Yeah,
I've been to the one in France.
I've not been to either of them actually.
The one in France was quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was trying to think. Like, I was thinking we don't often go into Italy. We did, like, in May.
Yeah.
But we don't often go into it, but we often see people with ice cream, but we always go into the France Pavilion, or the French Pavilion. France? French?
French.
France? French?
France Pavilion. I think it's called France Pavilion, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so that makes sense. So there are a couple of other locations that you could get ice cream from.
Yeah, there are, to be fair.
But yeah, I think it's...
But they've got a very, like... both of those locations are very unique twist.
Mm-hmm.
They taste very different to, say, American ice cream.
Yeah.
So I think isn't gelato like more? I know that it's all frozen ice, but I think it's more.
It's less creamy, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's more fruity as well. I think it tends to be, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm not a big fan of.
No, I prefer ice cream to gelato.
I prefer ice cream to be like full of flavors like pumpkin or chocolate or cookies and cookie dough.
Yeah.
Like something that's going to really impact the blood sugar and something
that's really going to give me a kick.
And the blood pressure rather than me having like a load of sugar eating ice cream that just tastes like cherry. I could just be eating cherries.
Or you could be eating mint and chocolate chip, Ryan.
Yeah.
The best flavour.
It's not the best flavour. Mint chocolate chip is horrible.
No, it's not.
It's the worst flavour ever.
No, it's not.
Yes. No. It's like pineapple on pizza. It shouldn't happen.
Whoa.
No. I'm putting it out there. People that like mint chocolate chip ice cream or chocolate, it's like pineapple on pizza.
Hang on, chocolate ice cream?
No, like mint, dissing mint, chocolate like ice mint, cream? I'm dissing mint chocolate as a whole.
Oh, okay.
I don't want
to... I mean, what other mint chocolate are there?
Aero's
mint chocolate.
After Eight.
I remember the last time I had a mint Aero.
Yeah, After Eight are okay,
right.
Because I'll tell you what it does. You've eaten your meal... And it's a bit of like a minty kick. It's like brushing your teeth.
Right. Okay.
That's why it's
Ryan,
there.
Ryan has a Ryan has an after eight every morning.
Every morning, every night before I go to sleep.
Doesn't bother brushing his teeth.
But that's what it tastes like. That's why it's there. Like as like an after dinner thing because it gives you like, your mouth like a minty taste.
Yeah.
That's why I can't get on with mint ice cream or mint chocolate because it just tastes like I've just cleaned my teeth.
Or had dinner.
Or had dinner and it's after eight. So that's why I found the views on my list anyway. What's on yours?
Well, it's a bit of a stretch, this one, because you said you were going to class it as a restaurant, so I'm going to say Club Cool.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. I think we are limited on choice here.
Yeah. So I'm going to say Club Cool.
Why is Club Cool on your list?
Only because I don't like fizzy drinks.
Oh, okay. That is, yeah, of course. I was like, why is
that?
So
I've been at that place so many times where my family are like trying all the Coca-Cola, yeah. And I'm sat there, or not sat there because that would be disgusting, I'm stood there with my feet stuck to the floor. I'm like, I can't move.
Yeah, I'm stuck.
But yeah, so for me, there's like nothing in there for me.
That's fair. I can understand that. I was very close to putting Club Cool on my good list.
Really? Okay.
Just because I think it's a really funky idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a really clever idea. Obviously, it's going to be closing soon.
Yeah.
Which is a real shame, I think.
Which I don't know if they presumably they're not bringing it back.
No, not that we've heard anyway.
Right.
So it's going to be closing, which I think is a shame. I mean, the shop itself is terrible. It's just got really like cheap and crappy Coca-Cola merchandise.
Yeah, and they've
got a Coca-Cola store in Dizzy Springs now.
And that's basically the same thing, but on steroids.
Yeah.
Like,
and you know what? They could probably, and they may already have some of this, but they could move a lot of Club Cool into Dizzy Springs.
They could do.
Into that location.
It wouldn't surprise me if they did do that.
I mean, it gets a lot of social attention in this place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people always try and Beverly for a laugh.
Yeah.
They're always trying stuff and sharing it on Twitter and Facebook and whatever. So I think Equals lost some of its shareability by losing this destination. But if they can put something like this into Dizzy Springs, and I'm not sure, because I know you can try different flavours in the location of Dizzy Springs on the rooftop bar.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's got
the same.
No,
level,
it's not got
it?
Flavours from around the world like this, no. I don't think. So I think, yeah, I can kind of understand that, obviously, with your predicament in not liking fizzy drinks.
Yeah.
But I do think it's a shame that we're losing it.
Oh yeah, I know people love it. It's just not for me. I think it would be perfect if it went into Disney Springs, the shop.
Yeah,
there.
Oh, it'd be great, wouldn't it?
Because like, I mean, they've got enough crap in that shop, so they can easily clear out.
Clear out a floor, probably.
Yeah,
it's like three floors, isn't it? That's something ridiculous.
Three floors of all Coke merchandise.
Yeah,
like,
they can't be selling a lot of stuff in there.
You wouldn't have thought so, but
maybe they are. And the second one on my list is probably going to be. Coral Reef Restaurant.
Right, okay.
I've not been there in a long, long, long time. But from memory, the food was quite average. I think the setting is pretty cool. And it's with all the restaurant choices in Epcot, I've wanted to go back there, but Donna doesn't eat seafood.
Yeah.
Obviously, steak she doesn't really like either.
Mm-hmm.
There's an exception to the rule, which will be coming up later.
I sort of have no idea.
I know. I'm really setting this one up.
I just can't put clues all together. Can't do it.
But I'm not saying the food's terrible. What I'm saying is, it as much as I love seafood, because when I'm with Donna and when I go with you,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing really on the menu. I mean, you would probably settle for the steak.
Yeah.
But again, why would we go here when there's other options for steak?
I don't know what you mean.
We're getting it, don't worry.
Okay.
I think for that reason, all
will become clear.
Yeah. For that reason alone, and also when I tend to go, which is obviously in October, Food and Wine Festival,
yeah.
there's some great seafood options
around the world.
That I can get and not have to worry about using a credit here. So I think that's the only reason. I'm not saying the food's absolutely horrendous, but there's kind of reasons as to why.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult because this Future World doesn't really have a great deal of restaurants in it, but that's the reason for me why Coral Reef is on there.
Okay. I struggle with my second one because I don't really want to put Sunshine Seasons on there. It would either be between Coral Reef and the Garden Grill.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten in either of them because I'm not a big fan of seafood, so I wouldn't go to the Coral Reef restaurant. And the Garden Grill, they advertise it as like a buffet restaurant, but it's not really a buffet restaurant.
It's like the Chinese that we have in town.
Yeah, they kind of bring food to you as like a...
As you want it.
Yeah. So
it is a buffet, you just don't have to get up.
You just have to... Okay.
It's an even better buffet.
it's a buffet for Americans.
Yeah. I mean, it almost made my list because I just can't be bothered with meeting characters when I'm eating.
Yeah, I mean, we've been to Crystal Palace a few times recently because, you know, the buffet's really nice there.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. Like, meeting the characters is nice, but when... You're not interested in that, I think.
It's which neither of us are really.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when I have kids and when I take my kids here, mm-hmm. you know, it might be that Chippendale's Harvest Feast at the Garden Grill
yeah,
goes like right to the top of our list, because when you see kids' faces meeting Chip and Dale,
yeah,
you know, they lose their minds, don't they?
Yeah, you won't be in that steak place that you keep.
Let me tell you, I will be. I will be. And if my kid doesn't enjoy it there, tough.
They're dead to me.
Tough, because you know what? I'm paying for the holiday. They can go meet Baymax 2 hours earlier,
yeah,
but that's sitting there while I'm eating my steak. End of.
In silence.
End of.
It's not gonna happen.
But Daddy, I don't like it. Shut up.
Eat your risotto.
I'm not paying. I'd just be like, just bring in something from Electric Umbrella for them. Like, there's your burger. Enjoy that. I'm not paying $50 for you to eat.
I love the attitude. There's your burger.
There's your burger. Now eat it. So yeah. Sorry, you still didn't make a decision, did you?
No. I mean, I would probably be less inclined to eat a coral reef because yeah, it's a seafood restaurant, and I'm not a big fan of seafood. And I would be more inclined to eat at the Garden Grill.
That's fair.
Hosted by Schmuckers.
Schmuckers. Quite close to Sunshine Seasons.
Sunshine Seasons, hosted by Schmuckers.
Oh no, I've just zoomed out of the map.
It's all gone wrong. It's all falling apart.
Right, we're moving on.
We need filler as you scroll along. Now we've already scrolled along, it's just going on for longer.
Yeah. So let's move into World Showcase. And I'm going to start with the restaurant that I've been hinting at for a while here.
I still have no idea what you're talking about.
Which is, obviously, I'm starting with my list of favourite restaurants. And I'm starting off with La Celia. La Celia Steakhouse.
Where's that?
In Canada, would you believe? Yeah, in Canada. And, I mean, we've talked about this time and time again. I don't think it's anyone's surprise that this has made it onto my list. I don't think it's anyone's surprise that it made it.
I was a little bit blindsided.
But yeah. But, I mean, best steak on property for me so far, by quite a distance. Best bread on property as well, by quite a distance.
The pretzel bread is very, very good.
And as well, I mean,
this will probably be on my list as well, to be fair. Like, all the restaurants that I've eaten in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the dessert that I got last year was absolutely insane, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was so much detail on that dessert. It was ridiculous.
I couldn't believe it. I literally couldn't believe it.
And then he was just, like, scraping it up with his...
I was damaging the plate.
It probably taken, like, an hour to make this dessert. And then you just, like, demolish it.
Look, how do they scratch that off of the plate and get the plate clean? They're just throwing the plates away.
They just have to leave it in soak for, like, a day.
Yeah. I mean, for me, the atmosphere of this restaurant, I mean, the exterior of the restaurant is amazing.
Yeah.
The atmosphere inside the restaurant is great. The restaurant's not massive. It's not that noisy.
No.
The food is excellent. I think it's, for me, it's by far my favourite meal on property. You know, that might change when we go to the Yachtsman Steakhouse later this year.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've heard the Yachtsman is incredible. So I don't think the setting is going to be as good. I'm also going to have to dress up a little bit, so I won't feel as comfortable.
Yeah. But so you'll be able to, like, stretch. You have your stretching pants.
I have
your
stretchy shorts on. So I think that will play into it. I think the atmosphere of any restaurant plays into it. But La Celia, for me, is at this point in time, is the best restaurant on property. So it has to make...
What, across all of them?
Across the whole of Disney World.
Oh, okay.
Across the whole of Disney World. It's the best restaurant on property for me. So obviously it's making it into my list,
List. You know, we had the filet twice, didn't we? Both of us had it twice. We were in October, and that was my first time going there, and it was a very good meal. I didn't have the risotto with it, did I? I swapped out for mashed potato.
Yeah,
mashed potato, which was very nice. And I can't remember what dessert I had. I think I had the chocolate tart.
Yeah, quite rich, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite rich. It was nice, though. It was nice. And the pretzel bread is amazing.
I mean, I could sit there and eat that all day.
Yeah. It's not too salted.
No.
It's just very nice. And when it's warm as well.
It literally is. I mean, I've said it, I can't stop banging on about this restaurant, and I know people get annoyed with it, but the pretzel bread, if you've never been and you don't like steak, the pretzel bread is worth going for alone. It really is that good. I mean, Donna, as mentioned earlier, Donna doesn't really like steak.
Mm.
She won't choose it in any restaurant we go to. And she has zero complaints about us going there in October twice.
Right.
And that's minimum twice.
Yeah.
Like, we booked it twice. But when we're over there, if we fancy it again, and there's a booking free, we will no doubt go again.
Mm. What does she normally... She obviously does have a steak.
She does have a steak, and she really likes it.
What does she normally
go for? The filet.
Filet, yeah.
So the steak is that good.
Now, how does she have it cooked?
Wrong.
Okay. How wrong?
I think medium to well.
Right, okay.
Which is wrong.
Okay, I think that's how I had it, medium well.
Yeah, which is wrong. it's just wrong. Any good chef will tell you a filet mignon is rare. That's how you're supposed to...
That's their opinion.
That's not an opinion.
It is.
That's a chef that telling you that's a fact.
No, that's their opinion.
No, it's not an opinion.
It is their opinion. No. They like it that way.
No, it should be cooked that way.
That's their opinion.
That's not an opinion. That's the cooking opinion. Guidelines as given to them by the cow.
And that is the opinion of the person that made up the guidelines.
No. I get people have different tastes, but in this instance, you're wrong. You shouldn't have a filet mignon.
I mean, in this house at the moment, you are currently in the minority.
Yeah, I know, but that's fine. I mean, there's a lot of ignorance in the world, and I'm happy to take the high road.
You're just ignorant.
You're ignorant. Steak should be cooked rare. Yeah. So I mean, the steak is on both our lists.
Yeah.
So we'll take that as a joint first choice.
Okay.
As in for both of our first choices.
Yeah.
So I'll move on to my second. Which is quite tough because I usually just go to the cellier.
But literally, I haven't eaten anywhere else.
I have eaten in other places here. I'm going to go for, I think, this is really difficult. I'm actually not going to go with another restaurant. I have eaten at other restaurants in World Showcase. So the likes of Chef de France, Monsieur Paul. I've eaten at... La San Angel restaurant.
Is that the one in...
Inside.
Oh, no, that's not... Oh, is that the one in Mexico? Yeah.
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 Yeah. I've eaten there. I've also eaten at Nine Dragons as well. And at Via Napoli Ristorante di Pizzeria. So I've eaten at those so quite a few occasions that we have. We did try a lot of places when we first started going together as a couple, maybe like 10 years ago.
Right. Okay.
We were kind of diving in and out of lots of different places in our first couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we discovered the cellier. And it was like, whoa.
Everything changed.
So I think, I can't remember my first the cellier trip, but I know that we'd been to a number of different restaurants around World Showcase.
Right, okay.
And we thought, oh, it's 2 credits, but it's on the dining plan, so we'll give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest was history.
Do you think you didn't try it at first because it was 2 credits?
Yeah, right, absolutely, okay. So the second choice for me is caramel couche.
Caramel couche.
Is it kush?
Kush. I can't see
it's,
where you're...
It's the word... Okay. Basically,
probably
the word
kush,
is...
Probably kush.
The word is caramel shop in Germany.
Right, okay.
And
it's not really a restaurant there, right?
So. Yeah, but it's a food location, isn't it?
Okay.
We said it's just like food locations, right? We said that last time.
Okay.
And that is simply because it's very different to everything else that you'll find around the park, and the just treats that they provide. I don't like where they're original, they're old man sweets. But the caramel in them,
yeah,
that they put into the pastries, that they put into the other things that they've got on sale there, is absolutely incredible. And the best popcorn I've ever had in my life was from this place.
Okay.
So,
Werther's popcorn.
Yeah, basically Werther's popcorn. It's got caramel popcorn, and it was amazing. So for that reason, it's quite a tough call. But I think because it's a little bit different...
It probably almost kills you, that place.
Oh, yeah, the smell of it like is raising my blood sugars as I walk past. But we got a bag of popcorn and we just like slowly got through it.
Yeah.
I think we got given 2 bags of popcorn for free
because
it was Donald's birthday.
Nice.
So they were just like, have some popcorn.
You just wear a badge every time.
I'm wearing honeymoon badges this time. Like happily ever after badges and just be like leaning forward. Like,
you just got like...
Do you see?
One on each side, put 2 on your back.
Yeah.
Just make sure you get seen.
Just be like, oh yeah, I'm next. Oh, just badge.
Oh, I got an itch. Oh, really bad itch.
Let me just lean forward and kiss my wife. It's our honeymoon. So I've not sampled many of the pastries and things in here.
Okay.
Which I'm really guilty of not doing because of the Food and Wine Festival. Like, it just damages everything. Because Epcot is such a good place for food.
There's so many food options in Epcot, isn't there?
Especially World Showcase. It's just, I mean, even like the snack locations in like the French Pavilion, in the Italian Pavilion, they're just everywhere.
Mm.
And they just don't get sampled as much as I used to when I was a kid because of the Food and Wine Festival. But I'm going to make a conscious effort this trip to go to Caramel Couche and try one of the pastries because I've... Last time I had one, it was amazing, but it was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the popcorn is why it's made it to my list.
Right, okay. So that's my second choice. I do have a question. What is freshly made caramel corn?
That's it. That's popcorn.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what they mean. Right, yeah. Okay. When they said corn, I was thinking corn on the cob.
Oh, can you imagine?
Just like... Well, they do caramel apples, so they could do caramel dipped corn. Oh,
God, that'd be awful.
That would not surprise me because they do love corn in America, don't they?
They do, yeah.
So I'm surprised that's not a thing.
No. Ugh.
It'd be a bit weird, but
yeah. So that's what's on my list.
Nice. I think
I know where you're going to go for your second choice. Does it involve sandwiches?
It does.
There you go.
I didn't think you know. Look at that name.
Yeah, how are you going to say that? It's the place in France that sells sandwiches.
Should I just butcher it?
Go on.
Les Allez Boulangerie Patisserie.
That's
the British way of saying it.
That's the Brexit voice there.
Yeah, start with Les.
Les Allez.
Les like Les Dennis.
Allez like Allez Berry.
Boulangerie like...
like lingerie. Well,
who knows? And patisserie, you know, like patisserie Valerie.
Exactly. Yeah. I think you've got it right, actually.
I think it's spot on. That's how they say it in La France.
And this is why French people don't like British people. It sums up in a minute.
Like nobody likes British people.
No, like summed up in a minute, that's why.
But yeah, that is. We do go there, not every year. Mm. But we do go there relatively frequently because they do have a great selection of sandwiches there. So it's kind of just something different because obviously when
it's very different, yeah.
You know, when we go there, it'll be burgers, steaks, nugs, and other things like pizzas and stuff like that. But so this is to have like a sandwich and sort of it's like a French bread roll sort of sandwich.
Yeah, they're great sandwiches,
which is very nice, and they do a great selection of pastries as well. We've had the pastries there before. Mm-hmm. So they're very nice. You know, it's all traditional French patisserie stuff.
Yeah.
Which is just fantastic, isn't it? So for me, that's, it's always a really nice location to go to. They do have a terrible problem with seating.
There's almost none in there.
There's hardly any seating. They have these like standing tables, which aren't bad, you know, although it's nice to take the weight off your feet.
Yeah.
So if you're kind of like standing at one of these tables, it's not great. But it's at least somewhere to rest.
They should really allow you to take food into Impressions de France because that would stop you, that would stop me from falling asleep. Because I did legit fall asleep last year. I know you
weren't keen on that, yeah. But yeah, they should improve the because it's kind of twins. It's the seating is kind of twinned with a shop.
Yes.
Because is that the exit of Impressions of France?
Well, you go into a shop and then the patisserie is through the shop, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is a bit weird.
It's like they should just really make that two separate things have a bigger seating area for the restaurant. But yeah, that's my second one.
It's a good shout.
Have you eaten there before?
Long time ago. Again, right. it's a filling sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, it definitely is.
And it would throw me off La Cellier and Food and Wine Festival.
Yeah, so pre La Cellier and pre Food and Wine, that was you did go there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good shout. What I might do is, because sometimes when we get back to the hotel, you get hungry.
Mm-hmm.
We grab a quick service from the hotel.
Right.
What I could do is probably go there before Epcot shuts, mm-hmm. grab a sandwich, put it in my bag.
Yeah, and I think you can get them to go.
Yeah.
And they'll wrap them up.
Yeah. So I may well do that
this
year. There's so much to do. Even in 3 weeks, we're not going to have time to do everything.
Oh, no, absolutely. It's always the way, isn't
especially
it?
Especially
like, you think, 3 weeks, we can do everything, but...
No. I mean, Epcot, there are so many great places that I would go back to eat and drink. And
yeah.
I mean, going back to the Cellier, like, the drink options at that place are great as well. Like, there's lots of different Canadian beers, there's, like, cocktails and things you can have. And, like, I could sit there just sampling that all of those, and that's in one restaurant.
Yeah.
And, you know, you times that by, like, the 15 or 20 or so, even more than that, like quick services and restaurants and snack places in World Showcase.
Yeah. There's probably like 30 or 40 locations.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. So I think that's a good shout. Where I'm going to go to on my first least favourite is somewhere that I think a lot of people enjoy going to.
Okay.
But we had it wasn't a bad meal, but it was not particularly a fun experience. And that's Via Napoli.
Oh, okay.
So it's the pizza place
mm-hmm.
in Italy. And, you know, I enjoyed the tiramisu that I had. Tiramisu is one of my favourite desserts. That was very nice. The pizza was good. It was good pizza. But for the price you pay, a pizza is pretty cheap to make.
Yeah.
You know, when you're paying like $20+ for a pizza, it's not worth it. Italian pizza you get anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, maybe it doesn't taste just like that, but it's still pizza. You know, in my mind, it's not worth paying that much money for.
Yeah. When we went to Cheesecake Factory, we normally have pizza at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
Oh, I do. I normally do. And they've dropped them from the menu.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know why. It's kind of...
That's annoying,
shame,
isn't it?
Yeah. A shame. But I can't remember how much those ones were. How much they were. I think they maybe like $17, $18 maybe, something like that.
Let's bring up the Via Napoli menu.
Still the silence.
Look about me.
That just came out of nowhere.
No, just put it in the silence,
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Where have we got the pizzas? Oh, here we go, pizzas.
Why don't you go to an Italian restaurant? Everything's in Italian.
I know, it's annoying, isn't it?
It's like one of the only restaurants you go to, even in like England.
Yeah,
and they'll still list stuff in Italian, won't they? It's just like...
So you've got these pizzas here that are like $18, $20, like a margarita, 20 inches, $29.
20 inches.
It's just too expensive. It's just too expensive. Like pepperoni pizza, $33.
What's that one, $45?
Some of these are big pizzas. Oh, okay. Don't get me wrong. Like,
okay.
Like individual pepperoni pizza, $21. That's still expensive for some pepperoni, some cheese... and bread. I know it's in Disney World, and I know what you pay excessive prices, but the other problem we had with this restaurant, because we're a party of two, they have these like long tables.
Oh, okay.
So we were sat two, and then there was couples like either side of us.
Right, okay.
But, when you're like a diner, and you're sitting on a, like, you know, by the bar, basically.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, and we didn't like that experience. That's partially why we don't go to Planet Hollywood anymore. Because the tables are so close.
Right.
When I go for a meal and I'm paying, well, not paying, but let's say I am paying, because I've paid for the dining plan, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You're paying $25 each for a pizza, plus dessert, plus drinks. You're talking like a $100 meal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be hearing other people's conversations. I want to have a conversation with whoever I'm with, whether that be Donna, whether it be my family, whether it be you. Right, without having to worry about everybody else.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit weird, isn't that? You're kind of like thinking, are they listening to what we're saying? Not that we're saying.
Nobody cares. Yeah, like, but it's irritating for me.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Are they actually like connected benches then?
No, they're all separate chairs, but it's basically you're at a bar.
Right. Okay.
So you can literally like as far as we are now, pretty close.
Yeah.
And. I just didn't find the experience good. And as I said, the food wasn't bad, but for the price that you end up paying for what is effectively pizza you can get anywhere, and the setting of the restaurant, I would probably never go back there anytime soon.
Yeah.
I think if you're a large party, you do get tables, and I would possibly go back if we're in a large party. But even so, there's better restaurants in Epcot that I would go back to. So that's why it's on my list.
That's fair enough.
I know a lot of people love it there. I know a lot of people love the pizza, but... Yeah, it just wasn't for me. And I like pizza, so.
Nice. So for me, I think one of my least favourites is probably going to be the Yorkshire County Fish Shop.
Yes, I think that is a good choice.
Yeah. Because it's advertised as traditional British fish and chips.
It's not, is it?
But it's not. It's nowhere near it, is it?
Mm.
Like, I mean, the fish... I mean... I can't. I'm sure I have tried the fish.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not a big fish person, big fishy person.
You look pretty fishy to me.
But I think it's mainly the chips that offends me.
Yeah.
Like they're not traditional. Like if you were American or something, and went there expecting traditional British fish and chips, and you'd probably be disappointed. And then when you know if you came to the UK you know, you may be less inclined to have British fish and chips because you know your opinion has been sullied by the Disney Corporation.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think they've. You wouldn't have thought it would be very difficult to make traditional British fish and chips over in the US, would you?
No.
Like, I don't know. I don't know.
It's bad. It's a terrible, terrible place.
Yeah.
Where they could just massively improve it by hiring. Just get a local chippy to come in and actually sort it out, really.
Yeah, because it's like there can't be anything that they have over in the UK that they don't have over in the US that they can't make, you know, do this. I mean, I don't know the difference. Like, obviously, they're all just deep fried, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because it's like when you go to McDonald's, I assume the way they cook them is kind of like the way they cook them in McDonald's, like as in these mesh trays.
Yeah.
They deep fry them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But I don't know the difference. What the difference is. Between, say, the way that McDonald's deep fry chips and the way that they deep fry them in fish and chip restaurant shops.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There must be a different process.
There must be a different process because they come out completely different, don't they?
Yeah.
But why they can't do that in the Yorkshire County fish shop in Epcot, I don't know.
I don't understand it either. I really don't. But I think, that's a good choice. For my second choice, it's quite difficult because there's a lot of places around Dr. Ran Epcot that I don't particularly enjoy, but then I don't particularly hate. So I think the one that stands out to me is probably the Joy of Tea in China.
right, okay.
And that's because it's not really my cup of tea.
Oh, see what I did there? Yeah.
Just the kind of drinks that they serve is not the kind of drinks that I tend to enjoy. And that's not to say that that's because they haven't got alcohol in them, because some of them do. But I'm not a big fan of, like, jasmine tea, lychee tea, like bubble milk, like peach flavoured black tea. Like,
bubble milk tea.
Like, yeah, peach flavoured black tea.
Got an English breakfast.
It's not for me. Like, I do, you know, these are all like mostly like cold drinks as well.
Yeah.
I just don't particularly enjoy any of the beverages there. Mm. And I think that's the reason. Like, I've had one there before and it was just disgusting. And obviously, that is very much my palate, so it's not going to be disgusting for everyone. But I really like Chinese cuisine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
China is actually one of my favourite stops on the Food and Wine Festival tour. And a lot of people say that Nine Dragons is one of the worst restaurants in Epcot. When I went there, I really enjoyed the food.
Right, okay.
Which is why I didn't make my worst list. But this particular kind of, I guess, snack location more than anything else, it's just not for me. It doesn't have any drink that I would enjoy. The food options aren't terrible, like pork egg rolls. Curry chicken pocket is never something I'm going to have when it's like 30 degrees in Epcot.
Yeah.
So that's why I made it on the list for me.
Oh, that's fair enough. So,
what about your last least favourite choice?
I'm struggling to, because I've not eaten in a lot of food places around Epcot in the past. So just trying to find one. I mean, because this, you know, because as I say, I haven't eaten a lot of them. Like La Cava del Tequila is probably not somewhere I would go.
Yeah.
Because it's tequila and I don't really drink.
Yeah.
So I could say that. But I'd probably only stick with one, to be fair. Because I can't really comment on a lot of them.
That's fair enough.
So I'll stick with one. I won't be biased against any of them.
I've never been in Cava Tequila.
That surprises me, right?
I know, but tequila's not really a favourite drink of mine.
Right, okay.
But I am going to go there this year. I'm going to try it there because everyone raves about it.
Right.
So 3 weeks, it gives us a bit more chance to do that. I am going to pop in and see what it's all about. But the only reason I've not gone is because,
it's not your forte.
I don't really, like, whenever someone gives me a tequila, it's usually at like 1:30 in the morning and you kind of force it down and it's not particularly enjoyable. But I know that these are proper tequila drinks are like made out specially. They are supposed to be quite nice.
Yeah, well, speciality cocktails.
Not cheap tequila that you get in a shop when you're here in the UK, like out clubbing. So
that
yeah.
That would be a very dangerous place if that was the case.
Oh, yeah, because they're bloody expensive drinks.
All they sell is shots.
Yeah, God, can you imagine? So that's it for this week's episode. I think I really enjoyed that one. I'm enjoying these episodes. I think on the smaller parks, not that Epcot's a small park, but on the ones where there's less land, we'll probably stick to the two choices each.
Yeah, it kind of works out quite nicely, doesn't it?
Yeah.
See, Epcot has a huge, it's a weird one, isn't it? Because they only got two lands, basically. Yeah. But they have so many food options, probably more than Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, massively, yeah. I think Epcot is the best place for food on property.
Yeah, it's certainly got the biggest selection, isn't it?
I think it's even better than Disney Springs, in my opinion.
You can literally find any, like, any type of cuisine,
So, thanks very much for listening. If you've enjoyed this week's episode, let us know on Twitter what theme park you would like us to do this for next. We will be coming back to the poor reviews. We will be doing other types of these shows. But let us know which park you want us to do next. It doesn't have to be a Disney park. It could be Universal. It could be SeaWorld. It could be a UK park. But let us know.
Oh, that'd be depressing, wouldn't it? Yeah. UK park.
Chicken. There's a place in
Burger King.
There's literally a place in Alton Towers called Just Chicken.
Just Chicken. Wonder what they do.
No, well, I don't know. So yeah, do go and follow us on social. Our usernames are always Theme Park Trader. That's on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and anything else that I've missed. And go and check us out on our website, themeparktrader.com. And if you've got time and you haven't done so already, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. So thanks very much for listening, and we will see you again next week.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.